Hey, all right. This is Brad McLeod here, SoulGrinderPT.com, coming to you live from the underground here in my bunker, my gym. Some of y'all may know the gym started out back in the day, back out in on the track, out in the Wild Blue Yonder. We slowly moved our way over to back over to the garage. That was the original bunker, and now I'm actually here. It's like a real bunker. I'm actually underground right now. Steel, wire, metal, concrete all above my head, but that's all right. I'm here live under the lights. I'm really excited today because I'm back here in my gym. I've been laying low over the holidays. I did get a few workouts in, but I did do my fair share of, say, sitting around watching a few movies. Yeah, just laying low, relaxing, which is good. That's a good thing. But I'm just so excited right now. I'm back live in the underground. And, you know, I just driving the whole way back up here, it was like a six-hour drive. You know, rain, all kind of crazy weather, what have you. Man, I was just like, I was like that caged animal. I almost want to say like, you know, you go to the zoo and you see like, what is it, the Black Panther or the lion, the lion's there. And he's like, you know, pacing back and forth, you know, in front of the cage, kind of at the edge of the cage. And just, you know, you can see it in him, man. He's like, he's wild. He's a wild animal when he's caged up. And that's kind of how I felt. But I ain't joking nobody, you know. It's like, I'm not the sleek Black Panther. I'm an average guy. I'm really more of the warthog. I'm the get-her-done guy down in the trenches. So, if you will, I'm more of like the warthog down in South Georgia, down in the brush. But my point is just, I'm up, I'm out of the cage. I'm so excited. I'm here in the underground. And I got something to say. You know, I got something to say today. I wrote down some notes, which sometimes you guys will know from listening to me before. Sometimes this stuff just goes on the fly, man. It just comes out of my belly. I don't know what direction I'm going in. You guys know I'm kind of ADHD, but I try to keep a vision. If I write something down and, you know, on my hand or whatever, this is the direction I need to go in. But like I say, today I got something to say. And the theme here is just, it's rise up, become, who is it that you're going to become? Think about that, is that, you know, we all want to become something better. You know, we don't want to regress, we don't want to digress. What is it they say, you know, about a plant, about a living thing, is that, you know, there's only two states of being. You're either living or you're dying. You know, you look out at a plant out in the outside world, you know, you're either living or you're dying. And so what I want to do is just kind of frame that up and just say, let's think about that. Are we living or are we dying? And if we are living, we know we're not dying. You know, none of us out there, nobody listening to this audio today is dying, because you've obviously tuned in to this channel. You've tuned in to listen today, and for those of y'all that hadn't listened to me before, y'all know I get kind of fired up. Some people have said I'm like, what is it, a special forces preacher down deep in the brush, in the jungle, telling it like it is, and maybe that's what I am. But I've got something to say. I got something in my belly, my gut. I got something in my mind. I got something in my heart that I want to say. And that's all about becoming the best that you can be. Becoming the best that you can be. Okay? In order to do that, you got to rise up. Okay? You cannot lay around. You cannot be listless. You cannot be going nowhere. You have to rise up. This is a daily event. This is a daily event. And I'm going to give you guys later on, you know, I'm going to ramble just a little bit here, kind of set the stage, but I'm going to give you guys a 1, 2, 3. You guys know from some of my audios, you know, as ADHD as I am, eventually I try to get around to the point, okay? Okay, eventually I'll try to get around to that point. But today we're talking about rising up, becoming something better. than what you are today. Okay? There's so many of us out there. I mean, think about it this way. You really have got a finite amount of time on this planet. Finite. There is a finished date. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. What I'm trying to do is show you that you have limited days. Limited days in the gym. Limited days underneath that sunshine around us that comes up every day. Limited days around your family, your friends. Limited days out there in the woods. Limited days on the beach. Wherever it is that makes you happy, you have limited days. And I'm not being fatalistic. What I'm trying to do is set the stage and tell you is that you have to make the most of every day. You've got to make the most of it. You've got to be a sense of urgency. Okay? You know, so many of us out there, we have no sense of urgency. We don't take each day, we don't take each day and be grateful for it. A lot of us, tomorrow's another day, tomorrow's another day, next day. Pretty soon it's a week, year. You don't have nothing to show for it. Your body is sagging. Your mind's sagging. What do we do? We got to turn that around, okay? We got to turn that around. That's why you're listening to this audio today. And for those of y'all too that haven't heard my audios before, this may not be the best audio for you. In fact, this may almost be like a mature audience's, you might have to label this one M. I'm going to try to not curse or anything. I've kind of let it loose a little bit in the past, and my son's kind of wagged his finger at me. But this may be a mature audience's audio in that it's going to rub some people the wrong way. It's going to ruffle some feathers. A lot of people don't want to hear about the ending of days. They don't want to be called out. They just want to live their life and be comfortable and kind of have their little easy street, have their dessert, their cake. People don't want to be called out. And if you don't want to be called out, you need to delete this audio right now. Doesn't matter to me. Okay? Email me tomorrow. I'll send back your refund. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. But it's going to matter to that next guy, the one who's going to step up and around you and step forward to take advantage of becoming 1% better. And for every 10 of you, for every 9 of you that are out there that don't want to do better with their lives, there's going to be that one. And I'm speaking to you right now, brother, sister. I am speaking directly to you. You know you want to be better. You will become better. You know it is deep buried inside of you to become better. I talked to somebody the other day. I know I'm getting a little off track. I do have an index card here with me with notes, and I know I'm going to get a little off track. But I got to tell you this. One of my favorite quotes is by Deepak Chopra. And I know that probably seems kind of wild and crazy for, you know, Navy SEAL, whatever. I guess there's no ex-Navy SEALs, but a former Special Forces type guy to be quoting Deepak Chopra. That's a little bit higher. That's a higher train of thought there, I think. But, you know, I can't even follow half of what Deepak says. But the few things that I can, and the one that I love, is you've got to find that place inside of you where nothing is impossible. And I talked about that a long time ago in another audio, but I want to bring it up today in this context, is that I mentioned that to somebody the other day, and they said, I don't know that I've ever thought something like that. I don't know that I've ever been conscious of something like that. And I thought about it for a little while, and I said, you know what? I do believe that's inside of everybody. That's inside of every single person. It's just buried under so many different layers of the past of whatever past baggage, of it's buried underneath all the times that someone else told you that you can't. And even worse, the times that you told yourself that you can't. You got to turn all this around right now. And this is where I'm bringing it back around, is the context of that. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new beginning. Every day you have that possibility to peel back a layer, to get rid of the old baggage, cut it loose, sharpen that knife to cut loose the old anchors, the old things that hold you back. They're there. You know it. You don't have to tell me what they are. You know it deep down. You know you've got things inside. We all do. We all do, even the top athletes. But you know the difference between us and the top athletes? They figure out a way to sharpen that knife, keep that knife sharpened, and get rid of the old. Like Peyton Manning, short-term memory. Throws an interception. Right after that, they show him on the sideline. He's not walking around with his shoulders down. He shrugs it off. Short-term memory. He has that ability to cut loose the anchors. Cut loose the past. Move forward in your mind. That's what great athletes do. And I could go on and on and on and go off on a side tangent. But, you know, they all do it. They have that ability. They keep the knife sharp. Keep the knife sharp. But here's what, where I want to go is with all of this is that talking about that new day, that new opportunity, that ability to create something new, create that new self. Who is it that you're going to become? How are you going to rise up? Now, here's the thing I want you to imagine right now. Imagine that you walk into Times Square. And for some of y'all, that man, that's too far out there. I'm from South Georgia. I don't know if I can imagine that. I've never been to Times Square. Imagine walking into downtown of your hometown, Main Street. And you walk in there, and it's a quiet street. And you walk up to the corner there, and you're looking into one of those electronics, TV show, places that has all the big screen TVs or what have you. Okay? Same thing, Times Square, you're looking up. You're the only one there. And you're watching your life unfold right in front of you on numerous multiple screens. And you're like, whoa, man, that's a heavy thought. You're tripping me out, Brad. Bear with me here. Bear with me. Okay? You walk up and you see your past life. It's moving at high speed, getting you all the way to where you're at right now. It kind of screeches, slows down. And you're looking at yourself up on the screen. Okay? You're looking at yourself. But right up above that is a clock. And that clock is moving with hundreds of seconds in fast motion. All of a sudden, it starts to accelerate. And you have actually a due date, the day you're going to pass away. And for some of us, that may only be a few years. Okay? For some of us, maybe several years. But my point is that when you can imagine that you have a finite amount of time and you're watching your life play out in front of you, what is your life going to look like in the future? What's the next thing that you're going to do when you step away from Times Square, when you step away from Main Street, when you step away from watching your life? What is it you're going to do? What is it you're going to do? Are you going to live your life a life of dignity, a life of pushing yourself forward, pushing others forward in a good way? Are you going to be helping other people? Are you going to be writing down your goals every day, living life to the fullest? Or are you going to go back to the old or regress? Sit on the couch. I'll get around to it. That's for other people, you know. I'm too old. My knees are blown out. Whenever you think about your knees being blown out, and I don't doubt that some of y'all got injuries, but whenever you think about your knees being blown out, go to your computer or your phone and type into Google the name Kyle Maynard. Kyle Maynard. Kyle with a K. Maynard, just like it sounds. Type that in. Read about Kyle Maynard. YouTube Kyle Maynard. And then come back to me and tell me about your hip and your knee and whatever else you think is holding you back. Nothing's holding you back. You're holding yourself back. I don't doubt that some of y'all got legitimate injuries, but what I'm saying is where there's a will, there's a way. Where if you want to have and create the best life that you could ever possibly have, you have it inside your mind to create that. You're the only one standing in front of yourself. You don't need me as a coach to tell you that you can become the best that you can become. You don't need me. You need yourself. You need to get out of your own way. But a lot of us, we just make excuses. We know we can get in our own way and keep ourselves comfortable. And that's where this is for mature audiences, because a lot of y'all, if you hadn't already turned me off, you're probably about ready to turn me off right now, because that's getting uncomfortable. When you know deep down that you made those excuses. When you know deep down you quit when you shouldn't have. You know deep down there's something better out there, but you're either going to sabotage yourself or you're too scared. You're too scared. I'm going to tell you something here right now. If you don't have a dream that is so big for 2013 that it scares you, I'm talking it makes you wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh my gosh. I'm going to tell you, I wrote one out for myself. I've started my goals revolving and work out throughout the year. I ain't waiting until January 1st for resolution. But I wrote one the other day, and it scared me. It scared me. But that's where I want to be. The only times I've ever grown in life was when I got the crap kicked out of me. And somebody put a boot up my butt and said, Brad, you can be better. I know you can be better. I expect better. And I got off my butt at 19 years old, and y'all know my story. And I went on a little journey out west. Some of y'all today need to do the same thing. In fact, we all do. Every one of y'all, me included. We all got to get off our butt moving into 2013. We have to. We have no other choice. You're either living or dying. You decide. You decide. Not me, you. You're going to decide. You know, it's been said by Thoreau, and I'm looking at my notes here. Most men live lives of quiet desperation. That's a hard one. Most people read that, they run from it. Believe me, I was there. I lived a life of quiet desperation. I didn't know the right way other than drinking and partying and hanging out and thinking everything's cool. But whenever I had time to sit for a minute and I didn't have a beer in my hand, I sat for a minute. I was like, man, this sucks. This ain't right. Luckily, I got around the right people, got around the right books. Got in the gym, pushed myself, other people pushed me, turned it around. Who am I? Average guy. Average guy. Come see me. Come see me at the gym. Average guy. Come up to me, 5'8". I'm not 6'2". I'm not a chisel warrior. It's an average guy. But I got around the right people, the right books, the right things. And I got out of that desperation. Most men lead lives of quiet desperation. They wake up in the morning, they go to a job they hate, driving traffic, wasting gas, driving too far to work, go to a job they definitely hate, hate most everybody there. And some of y'all may kid yourself and say, my job's good, man. Well, you may be one of the few fortunate ones. Most people, nope. Sorry. Come home, tired, don't work out, go to the fridge, grab a beer, sit on the couch, turn on the TV. Watch the evening news. We all know what's on the evening news, just chaos. We go to bed. Not around the right people, not around the right books, not around the right gym. But there are ways to turn it all around. Ways to move out of that desperation to become that best person that you can become. That's all about it is right here, is at that point, that low point, that desperation, that you got to decide to rise up. And some of you may say, well, I'm not at a low point. I'm just kind of in a rut right now. You can use whatever language you want. Doesn't matter. Even if you're at a high point right now in your life, why not become better? Why not? What's holding you back? Only thing holding you back is yourself. And that's where we turn the page. We turn the page. I know a lot of what I've talked about is uncomfortable. What are we going to do now? We're going to make a difference. We're going to get up on the right side of the bed with whatever rituals you have. Whereas the first two steps leaving out of that bed is thank you. Thank with the left foot. Right. The right foot is you. Thank you. That's my way. As goofy as it sounds, I thank you that I can step up out of this bed this morning. I'm so grateful for this day. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am for this day. As I brush my teeth and I look over at my goals, I smile at the goals that I've accomplished, and I look forward with every ounce of fiber in my body for 2013 and that ability, that opportunity to become better. God, it fires me up. So what are we going to do? I'm going to give you a 1, 2, 3. I've been talking and yakking, and some of y'all are just like, Brad, you're over the top, buddy. You got a little bit too much. This one's a little too heady this time. All right, we're going to lighten it up, give you a 1, 2, 3, and get you on out of here. And for those of y'all, again, that have stuck with me through all this, this is an audio that you guys listen to while you're out running or walking. You're out rucking, okay? You're trying to improve your mind and body. That's what this audio is for, okay? To push you out of that comfortable zone and into the uncomfortable. The uncomfortable is what is going to make you a better person, make you a better athlete, make you a better father, make you a better friend. And so the 1, 2, 3 we're going to give you right here at the end. I'm going to wrap it up. The first thing is I just want y'all to wake up and be aware. I was living in a stupor when I was 19 years old. All I was going was Friday to Friday. See how quick I'd get a beer in my hand and turn up the radio, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and drive through the backwoods of North Florida. And that's what my life was. And there's nothing wrong with relaxing and having a good time. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm looking out here in front of my gym right now. There's my truck. I still got a little bit of redneck in me, you know. Nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is my whole life revolved around that. I didn't know until I got around the right people and the right books and got in the gym. I didn't know. What was the first step? I had to wake up. The first step of rising up, the name of this audio, is you got to wake up. You got to be aware of what's around you. You got to get out of that desperation, that rut, that comfort zone. You got to step out in the uncomfortable. Because under some stress, that's the only way that you're going to grow. Goals, write them down. We've had past audios on goals, okay? You guys can go back to those again. You got to write them down, okay? This is part of the 1, 2, 3. We're going to wake up, write down those goals. So like I was telling you before, I wake up, walk across the carpet to brush my teeth in the morning. I look at my goals. Goals written too, put them on my phone. Got them everywhere I can see them. Number 3, we got to embrace life. Embrace life. So many people walking around, oh, this sucks. Oh, I got this, you know, cynical attitude because of, you know, this and that. And, you know, he did this to me or whatever. You got to embrace life. You got to find the good. And I'm not saying just walk around with a stupid smiley face on your face, whereas, you know, you got to have some sense of reality, but you got to look for the good. There's so many things going on around us, you know, so many opportunities for us to get down, stay down, think the world's coming to an end. It was supposed to end last December 21st or whatever. It didn't, okay? The world's going to keep going on for a while, probably at least another 1,000 years, okay? But you got to look for the good. Yeah, there's bad out there. I'm not saying totally ignore it. But put yourself on a diet where you try to find the good. You put the good. Standing here in my gym, looking over to my right here. First thing you see when you walk in our gym is books. Good books to put good things in our minds. Work the mind just like you work the body, okay? Embrace the good and embrace life. So out of that, what we got to do? We got our goals all written down and we're looking good. We're out there embracing life. What we got to do? We got to take massive action. What is that one thing, the top thing on your list of goals? Take massive action today. Don't wait till January 1st. Okay, today right now, 26th, day after Christmas. Don't wait till the 1st. Take it now. Take it today. You may not be around here tomorrow. You may not be here. Hug a loved one. Hug your friend. Call your friend on the phone. Ask them how their life's going on. How they're doing. Embrace the good. Embrace life. It's too easy to just be comfortable. It's too easy. And that's how you begin to lose. Every day that you seek comfort, you're actually losing. You don't realize that. You're like a frog. Frog's in the water. Thermostat or the gasket's turned on real low. The frog begins to slowly boil in the hot water. Doesn't realize it. Doesn't jump out of the pot. It happens slowly. You guys have all heard that. That's what's happening to you. You got to wake up and be aware. And be ready to rise up. Number 5, lead a life of purpose. What is your purpose? I know what mine is. I can ask my son, Dane, do you know what daddy's main purpose in life is? I guarantee you'll spit it right out. Know what your purpose is. I know what my purpose is. If you don't know today, if you've got like a quiz look on your face, you scratch your head, sit down, reflect, meditate, turn off the TV, turn off the phone. No email, no text. Develop your purpose. There is a reason for every single person here in life. You have a unique talent. Find out what that talent is. Don't go against your talent. Go with your talent. So many years, I deep down inside, I had something to say. And I made the first audio. I didn't care if people criticized me. I didn't care if people said, oh, you know, poked at me or whatever. That's fine. That means I'm doing something that's important. But I'll guarantee you, there's hundreds of emails that came in that people said, Brad, keep doing what you're doing. What's your next audio? And I said, man, I got a purpose. I can relate to other people. People can relate to me, the average guy that got out there and just did something, stood up for something. You may not agree with what I did in the past, in my life in the military. You may not agree with it, but you can't argue with it that I stood up and did something I believed in, something with backbone, and I didn't quit. That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do. You got to go through the fire. You got to go through the pain. You got to fight through the uncomfortable. And it's hard, I know. It's going to be hard for me in the future. I know, but I want it. Because I know every time I've come under stress, I come out stronger. It's not too hard to imagine. Guy or gal gets up underneath the barbell, doing heavy cleans, doing heavy squats, doing heavy bench press. Same concept. Go for a long run. You're putting yourself under stress the long run. You come out better. Yeah, you're tired, but then you rest. You become better. Number six, you need to find a mentor. You need to find a coach. You need to find somebody to help you. You need to go down to the corner where they're playing big boy, big girl basketball, and you overcome your fear, get off the sidelines, step in. Yeah, you may get an elbow up in the face. Yeah, you may get a ball slammed upside your head. Yeah, you may have people point their finger in your face or say you're too short, you're too small, you're too this, you're too that. Guess what? That's real life. People are always going to do that. They're just testing you, see what you're made of. That's all it is. Whenever that situation comes up, you just got to smile because now you know you've arrived. Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's just like sitting on the side of that dojo mat and stepping out as a rank white belt, stepping out and getting in the ring with those on the mat with those purple belts. Is there an ass whipping coming with those purple belts? You better believe it. They want you to get on the mat because they're going to tie you in about 20 different knots and you're going to hurt with the arm bar, with the triangle, with the choke. Ever been choked out? They love to choke you out. But you've got to go there where there are athletes at a higher level. You have to go there and you have to be uncomfortable. I'm getting on a plane next month here in January to go to see my mentor and be a part of a mastermind group. Will I be uncomfortable? You better believe it. I want that. If I don't get that, then these guys haven't done their job. But I know I don't even need to talk about that because I guarantee you they're going to do their job. They're going to tie my little business up in knots and kick me around and whatever and tell me, Brad, you need to go back. You got to do this, 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 this. And that's fine. That's what I want. That's the only way I'm going to grow. It's the only way. You've got to find a mentor, find a coach. The other side of it is, though, you have to be a mentor. You have to coach others. That's a part you don't hear very often. Most of us are looking for answers. But guess what? There's others behind us. They're looking at you all of a sudden. Now you've popped up. You've become better. You got to turn around. Pay it forward. Pay it back. You got to do it. You got to jump in that cycle. You got to jump. That's the natural cycle. Seek a mentor, but others are seeking you. They want you to help them. They want you to call them. They want to be pulled up. Some people are out there. They're leading that life of quiet desperation. They won't admit it. They think that asking for help shows a sign of weakness. No. No. It shows a sign of enlightenment that you want to move up. You want to be pulled out of the tar pit. You want to give up the old ways, the bad ways, and move towards a path of enlightenment of the new. to become better, to become that person you're destined to become. And the last thing, number seven, is to be grateful. Really, that's almost right at the start. You almost should wake up. Number one was wake up and be aware. Right behind that should be grateful. As soon as you wake up, first thing, be grateful. I'm so grateful I got air. I can breathe. I can see. I can see. I can even get over to the bathroom to brush my teeth. Look at my goals. I can see. If you ask my wife what's the thing Brad likes to do in the morning, she'll say, besides drinking coffee, he goes downstairs and sits. Moment of calm. And he likes to look out at the birds. And the sun comes up in our backyard. And that's my moment to be grateful. Be thankful. So really, I put that as number seven. But really, it can be right up there in the number one. Wake up, be aware, be grateful. That's a lot of stuff. I've talked a ton today. But I had something to say. I had a long ride back in the rain, and I'm just psyched. I'm looking up at the ceiling right now. I'm psyched to be under the lights of the gym, the underground gym. I'm psyched to look around me and know that this upcoming week, I'm going to help to coach one athlete, two athletes. Just let me get around other athletes. Help other people. And the same thing, allow me to go to New Jersey and be with those guys there and be in the mastermind group and sit next to my mentor and have my mentor push me. So thankful. So grateful. So glad to be here in the underground. Woo! Well, that's about it. That is the audio right there. And I know it's some heavy stuff, but that's action-packed. There's stuff in there you guys can take with you. I don't care if you disagree with 99% of what I said on this audio. Find the one thing on this audio that resonated. The one thing. Turn around and use it. Take massive action. Take action. Your life will become better. The 1%. Grow. Grow. Rise up. You're that little seed germinating. You're that sunflower. Rise up. Grow. Grow 1% a day. 1% a week. You're a totally different person. Totally different athlete at the end of the year. Rise up. You and me both. 2013. Let's rise up. I'm Brad McLeod, Seal Grinder PT. I've got a smile on my face and I'm loving life. I'm out.